that did the calculations on volume after the halving. It's over, folks. It's over. Because it's literally cut in half. And the amount of Bitcoin that will be produced right now, I think it's like 900 a day. I think that's right. That's going to be cut in half, folks. And right now, BlackRock alone is actually buying more than 2,500 Bitcoin a day. Just BlackRock. In the last 4 days, 4 days, BlackRock and Fidelity alone have purchased, I think it was $2.4 billion worth of Bitcoin in 4 days. Patrick,
Yes, sir.
do you think the Bitcoin is going back down to 20? There's still people on Twitter calling for Bitcoin to dip under 20.
You know why? Because they didn't buy it.
Yeah. They wish they would have bought Bitcoin under 20. They,
Yeah.
hell, I wish I could, well, no, because I didn't have any money left. That's why every Friday I buy Bitcoin, no matter what. I just every Friday. I'm hoping tomorrow it dips. Can get a dip? What are your thoughts, Patrick?
I'm looking at things other than, although that was interesting. I'd like to know what that guy's analysis ended up saying, who was looking at the volume, because you didn't indicate what the outcome was.
He basically said a month after the halving that Bitcoin should be sitting at least 140.
Holy shit. Well, I'd like to think that he's right. I don't know.
I don't know either, but
I'm inclined to be a little bit more skeptical in
what?
the market than that. But I guess we'll see. He says a month after.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll put that on the wall.
So the halving is ironically scheduled for 420, April 20th. And that would put it into May. Think about that. If it, all right, let's say that he's almost right. And in May, we're sitting at 120. All right. From here, what is that, like a 68% jump?
No. From here at
Oh,
52.
no, that would be 112, something like that.
You're saying 120. It would be twice. It would be a 130% increase.
130% increase in 1, 2, 3 months ish.
Yeah.
Would you be happy with that?
I would be happy with that. I would be happy with that because not just anybody who's holding Bitcoin is in a better position, but also the altcoins start to come up.
Yes, we were having a conversation with a group of guys yesterday, Patrick and I, and we were talking altcoins and when they're going to run and at what point.
Yeah, my guess would be we see this in anticipation, and if this cat's right by Memorial Day, we see 130% increase. I don't think it'll be until after the 4th of July when we start to see half of that rate on altcoins, if that. It's going to take a while. I mean, although we sat there and watched, you know, the growth on some of these coins in the last 7 days has been somewhere around 15%, which is pretty significant. And they are the ones that you would expect. And not the shit coins.
What I find absolutely captivating is how there's so many people in cryptos that still don't get it. They think we're gonna have the same cycle as we've had in the past. Folks, we've never had BlackRock. We've never had MicroStrategy. We've never had all of these ETFs. I just told you that China is launching a spot ETF in like 3 weeks. Folks, for those of you that were not around in 2016 and 2017, China was a whale in Bitcoin. Literally every night you would have China push the price up. Every night in America. I knew guys, that's all they did. Woke up in the morning, sold. Waited. They bought it back, waited till the next morning, sold, bought it back. And they did that every day because there was such a fluctuation there for like almost 6 months. Yes, the Shanghai effect. Yep, that's what we called it. Dude, you don't understand Chinese people. Chinese people will gamble on anything. And if they see something go, you ain't seen FOMO until you've seen FOMO. You haven't seen FOMO until you've seen Chinese FOMO. They get retarded with it. It's crazy. All right. And not only that, folks, what Elon Musk is about to do to X is going to literally turn cryptos into an all-out smorgasbord.
Not just cryptos, financial instruments.
Oh, yeah.
Of all makes, colors, creeds, sizes.
Elon is about to become the largest friggin' bank in the world. Because as soon as he launches the X payment platform, game over. Because you'll be able to get your paycheck directly deposited into your X account. Your savings account will be a freaking Bitcoin crypto wallet. Imagine Exodus on the same page as your bank. And that's what he's making.
There was a comment in the chat by Crypto Mima 913, which was pretty good. Please explain to me what happens when all the available Bitcoin has been purchased by the big guys and the little guys can't purchase it. Will the value continue to hold or go up?
Up fast. Because see, that's where people mess up. They think that Bitcoin's going to run out. It isn't. The price is just going to go up. See?
And then there are investments in the ETFs.
Yeah. We never run out of supply of anything.
It's just scarcity.
Right, scarcity. That's why people who don't grasp how it's going to be $1 million a coin, it's because they don't understand market flow. Market flow is a sell wall and a buy wall. And it's going to reach a point where no one's going to sell their Bitcoin unless that number's jumping by thousands. Like, no one's going to say, all right, right now, Bitcoin's $200,000. Well, I'll sell you one for $200,001. No. Your Bitcoin is going, just like Michael Saylor says, Bitcoin is going to flip into what is called the preferred asset. And a preferred asset is you pay whatever they're asking. And people are not going to sell their Bitcoin for, you know, $53,000. Nope. Because what's going to happen? The swing traders are going to go bye-bye. You know why? Because the price drops won't be large enough or long enough to catch a drop. And if you don't have a drop, you don't have swing traders. If you don't have a drop, you don't have traders. You have sellers. And if you don't push that price up where someone who's had it at 60, they're not even thinking about selling it until it's 120, where it can change their life with one sell. That's the market we're going into. And that's why I've told you guys in the past, the Bitcoin price, as soon as we hit $100,000, bye-bye, folks. This thing is fucking going to go nuts. Because that's when nobody is going to sell. Because there won't be enough drops. The global volume will be so high on the buy wall that the sell wall will have to be, the offers on the sell wall will have to go up by like 5,000, 6,000, 10,000. Because they, and if you understand how ETF software works, they're not choosing a price to buy it. They just hit buy. That's called an open market buy. That's what an ETF buy is. It's open market price. So that right there, folks, that's when shit goes crazy. Hold on, I want to take a word from the sponsor.
Are you buying and selling cryptos on the same laptop that you're using to browse the internet, read your email, and visit social media sites? If so, you're exposing your cryptos to theft. Whenever you're online, you're at risk of getting hacked and having your identity stolen. How would you feel if someone stole all of your cryptos? What would that do to your finances? Guard your cryptos with a safe and secure laptop from Calyx Solutions. Each laptop is set up just for you and your cryptos, and then we walk you through exactly how it works. Don't risk the security of your cryptos. Order a crypto laptop from Calyx Solutions now to secure your crypto future. Learn more at calyxsolutions.io.
All right, we're back. By the way, for everyone watching on Rumble, I finally set up the private server link for Rumble. So you can join now just clicking the link on my locals channel over on Rumble. That will take you directly to the private server for the good stuff. The shit not allowed on YouTube. That reminds me. Also, on the private server, and if you're watching on Rumble, let's just say I may be having a friend on soon from X22. So, just a heads up. If you're on Rumble, join my local channel. Locals channel on Rumble. There's a join button right there. And I think I made a graphic for it. Yep. Rumble private server access, Bitcoin bin, locals.com. There we go. All right, Patrick. So, if things go the way we anticipate, when do you think that the money's going to flow into the alts? Because over here in the chat, right, we got people, win Divi, you know, win Litecoin, win this. Guys, I got good news and bad news. Good news is this is Bitcoin's time. The bad news, this is Bitcoin's time. This is Bitcoin kicking in the teeth of the old system. That's what this is. But Patrick, when, at what price do you think people will start rolling profits off of Bitcoin and going into the alts? Seriously.
Good question. I would say late summer, early fall. That's going to take a while. But we're already seeing Solano and Cardano and Avalanche see about 20% growth. But there are others that are way behind. I mean, XRP is at about 9%, or excuse me, 6% over the last 7 days. And don't get me wrong, it's going to make money. Chainlink is at 9%. And Chainlink has been, over the course of time, progressing steadily and solidly. The issue is the adoption by developers and programmers of these particular coins and their use in dApps. If they're not being used in dApps development, then the coin has no real viability. And so you're going to have to look and get an understanding of how to go into GitHub and figure out who's making commitments, increases and decreases in certain coins in terms of commitments, programmers getting involved in using those coins. Because if they're not using them, it's really not going to go anywhere. But you look on places like Exodus, where you can stake those coins, Kava, Cosmos, Ontology, Ada, there are several others there where you do this within the construct of the wallet. You press a button, you shut it off, you make money while you sleep. But you have to identify which one of these cryptocurrencies has a level of commitment to it that warrants your investment. And that's going to take some time. We also know that corporations are on board and adopting cryptocurrencies as a means for maybe just silos of solutions for finance, accounting, inventory control, maybe HR. They're getting their feet wet in it. They're not getting fully immersed, but they're starting to use cryptocurrencies. There are some corporations that are going whole hog and developing their own cryptocurrency specific for balance sheet and income statements and the blockchain that they're using as a business. So as more and more companies get on board with that, the more we're going to see altcoins start to climb. And people are going to be forced into a position, not unlike what crypto Mimo was asking, what if they aren't there? What do I get into? Well, You know, it's okay, I can't get any gold, but I'll get silver. It's an ancillary route into cryptocurrencies. So it's going to be a while. And we're not going to see, the other thing too is we're not going to see any legislation this year because it's an election year. I know Warren's going to push her piece of crap legislation, but that's not going to see the light of day. Schumer
ain't going nowhere.
No, Schumer can't afford to bring that one up and piss off people in both parties. What the hell is that piece of crap that she has up her sleeve? The Digital Asset Anti-Money Laundering Act just rolls off the tongue.
Oh yeah, so smooth.
Yeah, and the old biddy can't. She can't get the support for this. I know that she has.
Oh! Breaking news. Oh, freaking Bitcoin hit 51,997.
So close.
Shut up.
So close. Just the tip. Just the tip.
Yeah, just the tip.
All right. So we're 5,51,964,968. I feel like it's New Year's Eve countdown, Times Square. No. Anyway, we were talking about Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren and her legislation. Well, this was an interesting note. There's a pro crypto super PAC that started to go after Katie Porter in the California Senate race. She seemingly has jumped on the coattails of Warren. And these guys threw an ad campaign at her, about $3 million, attacking her and saying that she signed on with Big Pharma, Big Oil, and big bank executives. So they're looking to take her down. And there was a debate the other night in California between Schiff and Porter and Steve Garvey, who's the Republican rep. There was somebody else, I can't remember her name. She was a congresswoman. They were actually tossing around the prospect of a $50 an hour minimum wage in California.
Oh, that's right. You said that. $50 an hour.
$50 an hour in California. Now, if these guys haven't understood the impact of the $20 an hour minimum that they have, I think you have to have, if you're a company there that has over 60 locations nationally, you're required to pay $20-$25 an hour. I can't remember which it is, unless you make your own bread. I don't understand the bread thing. But anyway, they haven't understood the ramifications of that legislation and the impact that it's had. Businesses are laying people off. Kiosks are going into place. Robots are being hired. How come these people are losing their jobs? Why is the unemployment going up in California? Because you asked for $25 an hour, jackass. And now what? You want double that? Good luck. Good luck. Yeah. Because you're going to be losing employed individuals, your tax base is going to shrink. It's going to get even worse, despite the fact that hundreds of thousands of people have left that state in the last 3 years.
Think about that, $50 an hour minimum wage. Hi, I'd like a Happy Meal. No problem. That'll be $41.
That's not a Happy Meal. They're going to rebrand it. Sad as hell meal.
Yeah, a broke-ass meal. Hey, shout out to FOMO Rectoshi over on X. What's going on, my friend? How you been? Yeah, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. California is toast. How stupid. You know you're in trouble when Walmart is suing California. They're literally suing California because of all these laws. It's, you have people that are openly breaking the law. And the law in California is you can't arrest.
Damien hit a comment in there about $100,000 a year minimum wage. One of the comments that was coming from Schiff was a family of four has to have $120,000 minimum because they can't afford the homes. That it's a circuitous argument. I mean, you've been responsible as a result of the increase in taxes and your policy requirements for fees of driving everything up. And that's why a house costs that much out there.
Yeah.
Dr. Frankenstein, meet your monster.
Yeah. Well, as we know, there's a certain exchange out in San Francisco. Shall we call it Cracker? Crackay? Something like that. They're out.
Cracker ass cracker.
Yeah. Cracker ass cracking. Right? They're out. They're leaving California.
That's huge.
Elon Musk is moving Tesla or Twitter or something.
He's moving Tesla. He's also moving the neurochip business.
Yes.
That's going to Nevada.
Oh, wait.
That's going to Nevada. The neurochip. Yeah. Bezos moved physically from Washington to Florida.
Yep.
And that's going to save him an ass load of money because in the state of Washington, there's capital gains of 7% on the sale of any stock. And he's getting ready to unload like $20 billion in Amazon. If I remember correctly, he's saving himself $20 million by that.
Yep. Yep. People don't understand what is going on in Texas and Florida. Florida is growing. Sarasota County, where I live, is the fastest growing county in America. I can't really call it a subdivision. There's an area near us called Weldon Springs. They are building 250,000 houses and apartments over the next 5 years. 250,000 houses in the next 5 years. We have a Costco going up pretty near us. And they're putting lights up that's really pissing my wife off. Did you see those lights? I can see them from here. I don't like them lights.
It's going to affect the migration of the birds.
Now, she don't care about that. She just don't want no shit blocking her view for 4th of July. Because we got a great 4th of July view.
Move. I don't mean pick up and move. I mean just physically move to the left a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's It's getting absolutely insane. New York is bleeding companies. California is bleeding companies.
Illinois
is this close to losing Caterpillar.
Oh, they're gone. They're going to Mexico. Yeah. Boeing is leaving.
Illinois?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, what's in the headquarters?
That's it, isn't it? Fucking Caterpillar and Boeing.
Yeah. There are others. I mean, there's a list of, I'll find it. There's a list of companies that are leaving. Citadel yeah. left. They had a crap ton of employees in downtown Chicago. Gone.
Yep. It's insane what is going on with these liberal states. Do they not understand they're killing themselves? Industry is the lifeline. They're killing themselves. But how do you have welfare if you don't have the tax base? Socialism doesn't work without capitalism. Socialism doesn't work anyway, but it doesn't work really bad. That's what China's trying to do. This mixture of, we can be communist as long as we got a little sprinkle of capitalism. No. Because as long as socialism is an option for the general public, the dumbasses in your general public will pick it. Losers love liberalism because it requires no effort. It requires no responsibility to be a liberal.
One sheet, grab bounty.
That's why liberalism always dies. Anybody can be a liberal. Well, what do you believe in? I don't believe in nothing. I'm a victim of everybody. It's libertarianism, capitalism requires effort because they are personal responsibility. There's not a capitalist out there, or let me rephrase, there's not a successful capitalist out there with his hand out for welfare. You know why? Because welfare is the poison of slaves that just happens to initially taste sweet. That's why the only way liberals win is by telling people, we will give you free shit. Or we will give you civil rights. And the dumbasses believe them. Oh, I'm going to, oh, shit, yeah. I'm going to get me some civil rights. You fucking retards. Civil rights are just licensing you your freedom. That's what civil rights are. Is the government issuing you a special license or privilege that you already have, fucktards? Let me ask you this. Does your car drive if it doesn't have a license plate on it? Yes. Can you drive a car physically without a driver's license? Yes. You don't need licenses, folks. Licenses is another way for the government to get money and control. That's it. You know how I know that? Try to sue the government for issuing a license to a doctor. Well, he has a license. Aren't you verifying that he's a good doctor? And it turns out he wasn't a good doctor. Why can't you sue whoever licensed him? You know why? Because the license is not legally bound. The license is a bunch of bullshit. Lawyers. Lawyers practice law. They pass the bar exam. Right? Why can't you sue the bar? If a lawyer fucks up, why can't you sue the licensing issuer to the lawyer? Because aren't they vouching for him? Aren't they saying, well, he has a license. He's approved to practice law. No. Because it's all bullshit, folks. You don't need a government license to do a goddamn thing. Under common law, not this horse shit we're under now, not this civilian law we're under right now. Under common law, anybody can be a lawyer. When you represent yourself in a court of law, that right to represent yourself is under common law. Lawyers, and anybody will tell you this, lawyers are officers of the court. They don't work for you. All lawyers are officers of the court. All of them. The defense, the prosecution, the corporate lawyers, all of them, officers of the court. They work for the system. There's not a lawyer out there that's trying to beat the system, because they are the fucking system. This whole government is a sham. The IRS is a sham. It's an illusion. It's the shit that we buy into because we've been programmed into it. It's all horseshit. And the people are starting to figure it out. And Trump. That's why Trump says this is not a one-time election. This is not rolling back some laws. This is when he says, I'm giving the government back to the people. We're going back pre-Civil War, folks. We're going back to common law. Because common law is what we should be. Because under common law, we are a republic. We ceased to be a republic after the Civil War. We went from a republic into a nation. And the nation is a corporate, is a government corporate structure. That's why after World War One, they tried to launch the League of Nations. Because now America is a corporation. A corporation at the government level is known as a civilization, a civil nation, a civilian-based nation. And a civilian is the property of the government in a civilization. We're owned. They tell us we're owned when we're born. That's what our birth certificate is. And then they do. They take the birth certificates of Americans, and that's what they use as collateral in the treasury to create our bonds. Our treasury bonds are backed by the future labor taxation of the civilians. They sell us on the open futures market. Slavery didn't go anywhere, fucktards. They just enslaved us all. See, the Civil War, we didn't free nobody. We enslaved everybody. And the dumbasses bought into the marketing campaign of slavery. The Emancipation Proclamation. No one even knows what the fuck that means. Emancipation. You know what that means? Debt forgiveness. They wiped out everybody's labor contract. When Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, he freed all of the indentured servants, which was everybody in America. He filed bankruptcy for everyone in America. He wiped away everyone's debt. He didn't free the fucking slaves. He filed bankruptcy. And then Reconstruction. They weren't building fucking houses. They were reconstructing the structure of the American government after the bankruptcy.
But 40 acres and a mule.
Yeah, that
what happened there.
Real quick. That actually happened here in Florida. That's when they revoked the 40 acres of mule.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely bullshit. All right, everyone, we are going to jump over and we are going to do Calix Solutions cyber stuff right now. So let me run a word from the sponsor.
Are you buying and selling cryptos on the same laptop that you're using to browse the internet, read your email, and visit social media sites? If so, you're exposing your cryptos to theft. Whenever you're online, you're at risk of getting hacked and having your identity stolen. How would you feel if someone stole all of your cryptos? What would that do to your finances? Guard your cryptos with a safe and secure laptop from Calix Solutions. Each laptop is set up just for you and your cryptos, and then we walk you through exactly how it works. Don't risk the security of your cryptos. Order a crypto laptop from Calix Solutions now to secure your crypto future. Learn more at calixsolutions.io.
Yep. All right. When the Civil War broke out, there were 171 registered black. They weren't slave owners. They were indentured servants, not slave owners. The word slave did not apply to this. They were contracted employees. All right, Patrick, where can people get a Liberty laptop or a crypto laptop?
You can call us at 702-845-8276, or you can go to our website, www.calixsolutions.io. You have a choice between the crypto laptop. At the top right side, you will see tabs for crypto laptop and for the Liberty laptop. And you can go in there and make your choice between a Microsoft machine, which is a Lenovo. We have two different kinds. And an Apple MacBook Air. Again, we have two different kinds. And if you have any questions, you can shoot us an email. info@calixsolutions.io.
Thank you, sir.
And you're welcome.
Just to correct, But you missed, right? They weren't white. Race didn't matter, right? They were just, they were the bosses of the indentured slave, indentured servants, right? Yeah, they didn't say, oh, we got 157 or 171, you know, owners.
They were one of the signatory parties on the contract.
Yes. Yep. Right. Everyone. Patrick, I'm sorry, I got all riled up. How can people join us on Calyx Solutions cyber stuff right after this show's over?
As a Calyx Solutions client, you can go into your portal. You would sign in. You gain access to it. There's a section in there called Cyber Suite. And within Cyber Suite, you can choose one of two subscriptions. There is the Cyber Stuff subscription, which is $5 a month, and it gives you access to live videos and archive videos. Or you can go to the Helpline, which is a live chat service that we provide. You have questions about your Liberty laptop. You have questions about your crypto laptop. How do I set up a hotspot? How do I connect an Ethernet cable so that I have a more secure machine? How do I stake on Exodus? Those types of questions will be answered there. And you also have the cyber stuff is also part of that package. So you get the helpline and you get the cyber stuff as well for $20 a month.
Awesome. All right, Patrick, if you actually want to jump off, I'll wrap this up and then I'll meet you up on the other link.
Got it. Okay. Right, adios, folks. Bye.
All right, everyone watching on Rumble right now, I finally got this set up where you have instant access to the private server. You'll get every video I do, except like Calyx. This evening, I'm doing a 3-hour video. And we're going to talk about the Civil War. And I'm going to explain leading up to the Civil War and after the Civil War what really happened. So if you're watching on Rumble right now, all you have to do is join my Rumble private server access. It's on Locals over on Rumble. All you gotta do is click the link, join the Locals channel, and it will be right there. All right, everyone, have a great day. I love you guys. No show tomorrow because I'm driving up to St. Louis. I'll see you guys on Rumble. I'll be having my good friend Dave on the private server soon from X22. So you're going to see about an hour and a half or 2-hour rant fest from me and Dave live. All right. Everyone, have a great day. Rumble, join Locals, baby. Love you guys. Bye-bye.